Old School Rave Bass Hooks Masterclass for DJ Friendly Sets, Beginner Edition. We're going for that 1992 to 1996 energy, but in a modern Ableton workflow, and the big goal is simple. A bass hook that's memorable on a rave system, readable on small speakers, and friendly for DJs to mix without low-end chaos. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. We're building a two-layer bass system. One layer is the sub, boring on purpose, pure, mono. Consistent. The other layer is the rave mid. That's your hook, your attitude, your movement, your grit. When you separate those jobs, everything gets easier. Writing, mixing, and arranging. Let's start the project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, that classic rolling drum and bass zone. Add a drum rock or a simple break loop with a kick and snare. Keep it basic because we're focusing on bass. Then drop a spectrum on the master. That's your visual truth teller for sub and mod. Also, keep in mind, in a DJ context, your bass needs to be readable, not just loud. Readable. Now the sublayer. Create a MIDI track, name it SUB, and load operator. Set it to an A-only algorithm. Oscillator as a sine wave. One voice. Mono. No glide for now. For the amp envelope, go fast on the attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Give it a short decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, and choose your sustain based on the vibe. If you want tight stabs, pull sustain down so notes don't hang. If you want held weight, keep sustain up. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. After operator, add EQ8. You generally don't want to high pass your sub, obviously. But if it gets boxy, a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz can clean it. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Club safe. This is non-negotiable if you want your tune to translate. Quick coach note. Make the sub consistent across notes. If one note explodes and another disappears, you've got two fixes. 1. Keep the note range tighter, like within 5 to 7 semitones. 2. Use EQ8 to gently tame a specific resonant fundamental with a narrow cut. The idea is stability. Now the rave mid layer, the hook. Create another MIDI track. Name it rave mid, and load waveatable. Oscillator 1. Basic shake set to saw. Oscillator 2. Basic shape set to square, or another saw if you want it more aggressive. Add a little detune, like 10 to 18 cents. Unison on classic, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount moderate, around 30 to 60%. Don't go full super saw mode, because it'll smear the groove and collapse in mono. Now filter it. Use an LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Add envelope amount, around 10 to 25, and shape the filter envelope like a pluck. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low. Release around 80 to 150. This is the bark that makes it feel like old jungle bass stabs. Coach note. Choose your hook register early and commit. A really useful target is having the hook feel strongest around F1 up to C2, depending on key. Too low, it masks the sub. Too high, it turns into a lead. Here's a practical test. If you can hum the bass hook on laptop speakers, you're in the right zone. Now let's add that old school edge. Build a device chain on Rave MID. First, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it 3 to 8 dB and pull the output down to match level. If it needs it, turn soft clip on. We want grit, not a volume trick. Next, auto filter for movement. Pick low pass or band pass depending on how nasal you want it. Start the frequency around 400 to 1.2k, resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. Add a little envelope, 5 to 15, then turn on the LFO. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. This is that living modulation that feels like hardware without you drawing a million automation curves. Then EQ8, this is crucial. High pass the mid layer around 120 to 180 Hz. That's how you stop it from fighting the sub. If the hook needs to pop, a gentle lift around 800 Hz to 1.5K can help. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 4K. Then utility. If you want width, edit here, maybe 120 to 160%, but only on the mid layer. We'll do a mono check later, so don't get reckless. Big stereo sounds cool solo. DJs will punish it on a big system if it collapses. Optional extra spice. If you want an old sampler vibe, add redux after saturation, but use a tiny dose and keep dry wet low. We're seasoning, not deep frying. Now we write the hook. Old school hooks are simple, repetitive, and they breathe. You're not trying to impress a spreadsheet. You're trying to make the dance floor remember it after one phrase. Start in session view with a one-bar loop. Pick a friendly key like F minor or G minor. Then write a rhythm that locks with breaks. Hit on beat 1, then something on the end of 2, an answer on beat 3, and a pickup on the end of 4. Conceptually, in F minor, that could be F, then AB, then back to F, then AC as the pickup. Keep the notes short and punchy. Here's the workflow trick. Use the same MIDI clip on both SUB and Rave MID, then adjust note lengths. On Rave MID, go shorter and stabby. On SUB, slightly longer can give you weight and continuity. And let's talk velocity, because it matters more than beginners think. Use velocity as groove, not as chaos. Keep the SUB velocities pretty tight, like 90 to 110. Let the Rave MID do the expression. Accents on offbeats, lighter pickups. That way your low end stays solid, but the hook still dances. Now we make it mix clean with sidechain. Put a compressor on both SUB and Rave MID. Turn sidechain on, and feed it from your kick, or better, a ghost kick. A ghost kick is just a consistent trigger so the pumping doesn't change when your drum pattern changes. Set ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to make it French house. You're creating space so the kick and snare punch through and the bass stays loud without turning into mush. Now the secret sauce. TJ Friendly arrangement. Switch to arrangement view. We're going to use predictable phrasing. 16s and 32s. That's what DJs expect, and it makes your track feel like it belongs in a set. Intro. 16 bars. Drums. Hats. Little perks. No sub. Instead, tease the Rave MID, but thin. Automate a high pass on the mid so it starts super filtered, like 300 to 500 Hz, and slowly opens toward 150 to 200 by the drop. This is a ghost hook. It hints at what's coming without stealing low-end space from the outgoing track a DJ might be mixing out of. Drop 1. 32 bars. Full sub and full mid hook. Keep it consistent for the first 8 bars so the dancer floor locks in. Then every 8 bars, do a tiny variation. Not a rewrite. A small skip, one extra note, a little filter movement, one signature move beats 10 fancy ideas. Breakdown or switch, 16 bars. Don't delete all momentum. A great beginner move is, remove the sub for 8 bars, keep a filtered mid version quietly, and let drums carry. Add a short delay or room reverb on mids only. Keep it controlled and high-passed so it doesn't cloud the mix. Drop 2, 32 bars. Bring the full bass back, but change the clothes, not necessarily the notes. Increase auto filter LFO amount by about 10%, maybe slightly increase filter drive, or add a very subtle chorus or flange on the mid layer for 8 bars only. The crowd recognizes the hook, but it evolves. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Simplify, make it easy to mix. Usually remove the sub first, and leave clean drums, or remove the flashy mid movement first and keep a steady weight for a moment. Depending on the vibe, the goal is a clean handoff. Arrangement upgrade idea that DJs love. Build mix points every 16 bars. For example, in the last beat of bar 16 or 32, mute the sub for one beat. Let a short echo happen on the mid, then slam back in. That micro gap creates a natural mixing and phrasing marker. Now the club survival checks. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If your bass loses power, reduce width on the mid layer, and make sure your sub is still strong and stable. Then look at spectrum. Your sub fundamental will often sit around 40 to 60 Hz depending on the key and octave. Watch the mud zone around 120 to 250. If that area is stacked up, it'll sound loud but not punchy, and your limiter will hate you. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them. If the mid layer isn't high-passed, it fights the sub, kills headroom, and makes DJ mixes messy. If you use too much unison, it sounds huge solo but blurs the groove and collapses in mono. If your hook is overcomplicated, it becomes forgettable. Simple is the whole point. If your arrangement has random section lengths or sudden bass changes, DJs struggle to mix it. And if you saturate the sub, you can actually lose punch and eat up headroom. Distort the mids. Keep the sub clean. Optional pro-level enhancements that still fit a beginner workflow. Group SUB and Rave MID into a bass group. On the group, add EQ8 for a tiny dip around 200 to 350 if it's boxy. Add glue compressor, gentle, 2 to 1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack, release on auto and just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Then a limiter as safety only, just catching peaks. If you want the hook to read on small speakers, try a quiet parallel presence layer. Duplicate Rave MID. On the duplicate, high pass it up to 500 to 800 Hz, Add a gentle bell boost around 1K and add a bit of saturation. Keep it low. You should miss it when it's muted, not notice it when it's on. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise. Make a 4-bar bass hook in G minor. Use only 4 notes total. That's the challenge. Repetition is the point. Sub is mono sign. Mid is wavetable into saturator, auto filter, ek. Then arrange a 16-bar intro with filtered mid-tees and a 32-bar drop with full bass. Export 2 quick bounces. 1 normal, 1 with the master in mono. If you can still identify the hook in mono, you're doing it right. Also do the quiet listening test. Turn your speakers down. Can you still read the hook? If yes, you've got a winner. Final recap. 2 layers. Clean mono sub. Character mid hook. Stock Ableton tools. Operator or wavetable. Saturator. Auto filter. EQ8. Utility. Compressor. Write simple, syncopated patterns that breathe. Arrange in clean 16 and 32 bar phrases. High pass the mid. Mono the sub. Sidechain for space. If you want to take it further, pick a vibe. Happy rave, dark jungle, or early tech step. Then you can make 2 versions of your hook, A and B, and alternate them every 8 bars. Same notes, different rhythm, DJ safe variation. And when you save your bounce, label it like a DJ-friendly producer, tempo, key, and a mono pass version. That tiny habit levels you up fast.